Proclamation number 853, dated the April 7th, 1939. Jesus suffering and dying. Hour of death. The soul suffers if it loves. And therefore the Savior has exemplified his suffering to you, and this for love of the people. When you remember his hour of death, your heart will also feel profound pain if you come aglow with love for the Savior and have offered him your heart. During the agonizing hour of death, his body was subject to intolerable pain. He suffered the disgrace of his elevation on the cross twice as badly, because his own children had nailed him to the stake and shouted scorn and mockery in his face. No other human being on earth ever suffered what Jesus took upon his sanctified shoulders for love of humanity. No one ever concluded his earthly life in such torment, and yet, the divine Redeemer did not resist his suffering in death. He took it voluntarily upon his shoulders and thereby acquired eternal bliss for people. And so you, too, will have to endure suffering and sorrow if you want to participate in the great act salvation and its blessing. Bear in mind that you must present your guilt of sin to the Savior as well, that you must appeal to him to take pity upon your guilt of sin. Then the Lord in his love and gentleness will graciously dispel your suffering. He will keep everything away from you and redeem you from your guilt of sin. For his goodness and gentleness are beyond description. He includes everyone in his love who wants to belong to him and reveals their suffering to him with complete trust. To them he is a savior from all adversity. He protects them from all tribulations and transforms everything depressing into a state of freedom and redemption. The soul will be released from its burden and, in cheerful anticipation and relieved from all worries, the earthly child hands itself over to the grace of the Heavenly Father. And it will not appeal to the Divine Savior's help in vain if only it faithfully, and with profound empathy, remembers the Lord's hour of suffering and is willing to bear its suffering in God's will for the redemption of humanity from the sleep of death into eternal life. Amen.